Rex Latford here with another Day Page. There's an InfoWars, you know, Alex Jones story that's beginning to circulate widely about a seemingly very Orwellian move by Facebook. It's that Facebook now wants to listen in on your phone calls. The to-do has been touched off by alarming messages you see every time you install an Android app. Of course, Apple iPhone apps just go ahead and install without asking your permission or telling you what they're going to do. But in the interests of feigned disclosure, Android lists the system capabilities requested and thus required for the app to run. As a user, you have the semi-informed option of opting out. But of course, then you don't get to use the app. It's kind of like taking candy from a kid, isn't it? Well, if you regularly look at this aspect of your apps, every time you install a new one or update an old one, you've noticed permissions creep. Every time an app is updated, it seems it wants more and more of, well, you. Access to your contact book, access to your camera, access to the microphone on your device, and of course the old standbys like your location, GPS information, the names and Ethernet addresses of nearby Wi-Fi nodes, your phone number, your contact book, who you called, who you're calling, the list of personal invasions goes on and on. Should you be concerned? Well, PJ Voigt recently wrote in his TLDR blog that we shouldn't worry and that paranoia on this issue is missing the point. But is it really? I respectfully, totally disagree, PJ. Shame. Unlike the NSA, commercial entities like Facebook can be sued. And there are more lawyers than there are potential lawsuits to file them. Companies do need to get your consent to monitor you. But once you give it, look out. There's money involved, not just national control freakishness. The company, given permission, will sharpen its teeth and start eating you alive, skinning you, as it were, for the companies that want to buy your information and store it forever to use it against you. Well, marketing-wise, at the very least. It's not paranoid to be concerned. Once you give permission, you need to assume that every opportunity to collect your information will be used in full. That means peering at you through your camera, listening through your mic, while you're in the bathroom, or making love, or partying, or doing drugs, or whatever, and so on. And whatever companies collect by contract, the NSA can seize without a warrant. Did you ever watch the horror movie spoof Humanus Centipod on South Park? Well, if not, now would be a good time to review that classic. It might make you laugh, but it should make you think, and think hard. That's it for this Day Page. They're all at daypage.net, a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. And we'll see you on the next Day Page.